the most brutal "Why do millennials" tweets from 2021.
Oh, no. But let me just say one thing. Like, it's so weird how it's boomers versus millennials. Like, it's amazing how they keep going after each other. They skip a generation. Like, nobody bothers with Gen X.
No.
It's all millennial versus boomer. Let me hear.
Yeah, because I think it's everybody against millennials. So I think.
Yeah, Gen Z goes after them also.
Yeah. So the first one, why do millennials turn 30, then decide to start selling crafts?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious, because a girlfriend of mine, that's exactly what she's doing. She turned 30 and she's like, I'm making jewelry now. Like, where? She's like, on Etsy. Oh.
Yeah. Etsy's okay. The problem. That's the problem.
She sent me something. She's like, I'm going to be doing a trunk show on Friday if you want to come down. You could buy my stuff on Etsy or you can come to the trunk show. I'm like, how about neither?
Or you can watch it on Instagram when I do it live.
Right.
And I show off my rings on Instagram.
Exactly.
Why do millennials always make their dog part of their wedding? That is so true, because I went to a wedding on Saturday. And the dog was in had the ring on. There was another dog that kept running up and down the aisle. Dogs everywhere during this wedding.
I love that.
There was a dog in a wedding dress.
Oh my, you know that if my boyfriend and I ever got married, you know that the only people at our weddings would be dogs.
Will be dogs.
Like, we would just, it would be mostly dogs, some people, but just know that, like, if you don't like dogs, don't come to my wedding.
Why do millennials always hold a cup of coffee whenever they make a video? You always see a guy in the background with a cup of coffee in his hand.
That's a good point. Yeah, it is a little annoying, especially on TikTok.
Why do millennials pride themselves in having self-caused, crippling social anxiety?
I think that's also because millennials, I mean, you know what's so funny about you and I? You and I are sort of in between generations, so we're not really anything. So I'm not going to say we millennials, because we really aren't millennials either. But I think for millennials, they're just more comfortable with talking about social anxiety. You know, like,
no, everybody has it. Everybody. I have to get medical marijuana because my anxiety. Both of my kids have it. You know, every kid I know has anxiety, and it's all self-caused, crippling social anxiety.
Here's my rule. If you invite me to a party, do you have a dog? If the answer is yes, I will be spending the night with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
If the answer is no, I'm not feeling well today.
Or I need a gummy. Why do millennials love taking photos of themselves in bathroom mirrors? We don't know.
I know.
We don't know. Nobody knows.
Let me tell you something. Remember when I was doing that study where I was looking at all the dating apps? That's the one thing I noticed. Men more than women. Every single boy on the dating apps, every single body shot they took, they were all in bathroom mirrors. Every one of them.
I think it's going to be in 100 years, they're going to look back at this in history books and talk about it. Back in the 2000s, this is how people took photos.
Like, bitch, hand the phone to your friend and take a real picture.
Why do millennials pause and record and pause on every sentence on their TikToks?
Oh, that's so annoying. I hate that.
Every single one.
No, it's not just there. It's on YouTube also. I was watching this YouTube the other day. I'm not going to say who it is because she's famous. But she was like, okay, you guys, and then it stopped and she came back. And then it's like another angle where she's like, was going to tell you guys the story, except I realized that I really shouldn't be. And then it stopped again. It was like, motherfucker, just tell a story. Just finish a sentence.
I don't know how they do it. Every single one. Why do millennials throw the word literally around literally everywhere?
That's their like. Remember, our generation was like.
It was then like, and now literally.
They have two that they do. Literally, I this was literally, that's one of them. And the other is, by the way, by the way.
I guarantee you don't notice this because you don't see people driving actual cars, but it's a thing now. And every time I pass somebody, I get this look on my face. Why do millennials wear AirPods while driving?
Oh, that's annoying.
It's like, your radio not work in your car? They drive around with AirPods.
Right, because whatever they're listening to, that's how they're listening. But you know what? It's millennials and Uber drivers.
Well, I can see Uber drivers because you don't want to talk to who's ever in the car.
Oh, so, that's true. But it's still distracted driving. I don't like it.
Why do millennials call it a gallery wall if they hang a bunch of photos on a wall? That's my gallery wall.
Well, I'd prefer gallery wall to vision. What's that? Vision board.
Vision board.
Don't call it a vision board.
And millennials love to talk about being hungover. So hungover. Tied it on last night. So hungover.
Yeah, rosé all day. Yeah.
Shut up.
My favorite thing are the millennials that are 40 that are moms, and they all post on Instagram, mostly Instagram more than TikTok, I think, about like how tough it is being a mom. Oh, it's so hard. Look how hard it is. It's so hard. Like, no one's ever been a mom before.
No, this is the first. You're the first time anyone's ever been a mom. Kids. Yes. Yeah. And they're having less kids than our parents and their parents before them. Remember when families had like 18 siblings?
Now they have like my boyfriend's the youngest of six.
Right. And now people have one or even none.
Yeah. My best friend was the youngest of 10 growing up. She said no one talked to her till she was like 15.
Yeah. I mean, and they all lived in like a 2-bedroom house.
Yes, that's right. That's true.
And now you don't have anything like that. You have none of that. So how is the world going to evolve in 20 years? It's not.
Well, here's my favorite thing about millennials. They have a pug and a baby, and they're like, these are my two children.
Yeah. The baby needed a brother. No, that's not his brother. The dog.
The pug needed a brother, so we had a baby.
It's a nasty, stinky dog that licks its balls.